Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Note.com Sports Station.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler, and that is Chuck Freeman. Last year, we talked quite a bit with Travis Diener during the basketball tournament. A bunch of alumni now from different universities get together. The Badgers have an entry for the first time. Cold-blooded, they play Friday. The Golden Eagles have a team again. Final Four last year before they fell to Overseas Elite. But they've got a team. Their first game next Friday. And really, when Chuck and Winkler try to distinguish ourselves as a show, we think, we're going to go all in again on this basketball tournament. So we had Cam Taylor on from the Badger team. Mm-hmm. And we had Joe Chapman on from Marquette. And we're so into this tournament that we talk to people that aren't even on the team right now. We talk to legends of the tournament. Our good friend Travis Diener joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Trav, what up, buddy?
Hi, Trav.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So, what is your role with the team? Are you like the assistant general manager, or what is it?
I don't really know my role right now. I just, I was planning on playing all along, but then, towards the end of my season this year in Italy, started to have some foot pain, and then, I've decided to go back and play next year again, and my club in Italy thinks it'd be a poor decision on my part to try to play in these games when I should be, resting. And, they're probably right. At 37, trying to play, three straight games in a weekend, two straight weekends probably isn't the right move for me. So, as of right now, I'm kind of just resting and trying to take it slow and getting healthy.
Man. 37, that makes me, what does that make me feel old? Travis, how about, is it hurting to a point where you could probably go through it, or does Italy say, hey, if you're going to play in this, don't plan on coming back to Italy?
No, it's not that. Yeah. It's not to that point, but it's just something, even if they didn't have an opinion on it, it's, for me, it's not very smart either. If I want to have be competitive next year and be healthy next year, I don't know if this would be the right move for it. And that's the key to me right now. At this stage of my career, is I want to be healthy if I'm going to go back to Italy and play. And I don't want to risk jeopardizing that by playing in this tournament, even though, I had so much fun last year and we had a lot of success. It's just, the three games in 3 days is, for anybody, it's hard. And then, for a guy my age, it takes its toll on my body.
Can't you? They just like roster you for like sets, like a big three. Take a timeout.
Just take a timeout.
You come in, hit a three. You hit some big threes last year.
Yeah, I guess that could be part of the plan.
And then you can get a share of the money.
Yeah, I think I'd feel a little bad, going in there hitting a couple. Yeah, I guess maybe that's the role that we're talking about here.
Marquette's first game in the tournament is next Friday. So are you going to, you're going to be with them though?
No, I don't. I haven't made that decision yet. When the team gets together next week, I'll be around the team, and then I'll make that decision if I can get away to Wichita for the weekend. With having a family and stuff like that. And, the summer is so short for me now because, we got back really late this year because our team had some success. So, and then to go back here in about 4 or 5 weeks, and those weekends fill up pretty quickly. So I have to, the priority list is my family first.
So how much longer do you want to play in Italy?
That's a good question. I just take it a year at a time, and a day at a time, and try to stay healthy. You know, fortunately for me, I didn't miss any games this year. I stayed healthy. So I just take it, like that. But as of right now, I'm planning on playing one more. And if I had to predict the future, this would probably be it.
Were you, because you obviously were with Marquette for a while and then went to Italy, I thought it was just going to be another one-year run. When did you decide again that you wanted to play this upcoming year?
It was probably right, I talked to you guys periodically through the summer. It's probably right during that TBT run. I just felt like, my season the year before finished really strong, played well at the end of the year, and I felt like I had another level I could get to. And, thankfully, everything went really, really well this year. And, I played at I think I proved to myself, most importantly, that I could still play at a really, really high level. And, that was very satisfying for me because, at my age and then the 3 years off, I still felt I had to prove that I made the decision to come back and play at a high level and be an important part of a team that won. And that's why this year was so satisfying for me and for our team.
So are there any old guys playing in that league? I remember your uncle told me a couple of years ago there was a guy like 50 years old who was playing the center spot for you guys. They got rid of him.
Yeah, I'll be the oldest guy this year, and I'll be the oldest guy next year.
In the league, though, any guys, yeah. Any veterans, guys who've been around the NBA who are still hanging on over there?
Jeez, I'm the oldest by a few years at least. So, not really, no.
Okay. Yeah. Have you thought about coming back here and coaching? I know you coached a little bit with Marquette and got a little taste of that a few years ago. When your playing days are over, have you thought what you're going to do?
Yeah, to be honest, it crosses my mind all the time. What's the next phase of my life? And I try not to get too far ahead of myself because I think that defeats the purpose of me trying to play at a high level. And I don't want to think too far ahead. But yeah, coaching I think is something that it's very intriguing to me. I love being around basketball. I love basketball. I love sports. So, I can't see myself doing anything besides something that involves, most likely basketball. So I guess coaching is the natural stepping stone from a player. So it's something that intrigues me, and I'm I'd love to, dive into that, I think, when my time is ready.
Could you just not do nothing? I'm just saying retire and just do whatever you wanted to do.
I would get really bored. I can't sit around the house. I need something to do, and it doesn't have to be anything I don't need to go and make a lot of money. I don't need to. I don't think I have to do much. Like this stuff I do with Joe Chapman in the summer with these kids and these camps. That's very rewarding to me, and seeing how young kids can develop and get better. I take a lot of joy in that as well. So that's something that I'm very interested in too.
The Chapman Basketball Academy camp, that's coming up next week, Travis. What can you tell us about how kids can get entered in that?
Yeah, it's just online at chapmanbasketballacademy.com. And, there's a bunch of camps throughout the summer. Next week for 2 days at the guards camp. So it's working on different types of, ball handling drills and pick and roll situations, shooting. And then at the end of the month, there's a day camp that goes for 4 days during the week that, that involves me and Joe and Steve Novak. And, it's just an opportunity for kids to get better, growing up, whatever sport it is, during the summer, those were always some of my favorite days. We're going to, the final like basketball camp every day and trying to get better and playing games and enjoying it. And I just, summer is so important for athletes. This is your time to get better. You could be selfish with how you work because a lot of this stuff is just you in the gym by yourself. So, you know, I get a great joy in watching these kids try to get better and making it really enjoyable for them as well.
Travis, kids who are grade school kids, what advice would you say to them? Any other parents, if they're going to work on a few things and get better? I know you've always been big on fundamentals and all that, and I remember seeing you all the way back to when you were 12. So what would you say? What advice would you give?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the young age, it's, you know, and if you watch the basketball now at all levels, skill level is a premium again. You know, can you pass, shoot, and dribble? So you stick to the fundamentals and you get away from, you know, you don't have to be it helps to be a really, really good athlete to be able to run and jump. But the game is changing again where it's going back to that, you know, can you shoot it really well? Can you play smart? Can you pass? And that's great for guys like me. And I would just tell those kids that, you know, you just have to be in the gym. You got to work. You know, nothing's really given to you in any profession. You got to work at it. And for parents, you know, I think you just let your kid, you know, you need to let your kid develop. You need to let your kid fail. I think nowadays, you know, people don't want to see their kids fail. They don't want to fail themselves. But that happens. You know, everybody in any profession fails at some point. So you just got to work through it. So, enjoy the process and just try to get better at whatever you're trying to do.
Talking with Travis Diener, you'll be back in Italy for another season. What's it like over there as far as the popularity of the league? If you could compare it to something in America where we get into, what when you announce that you're coming back for a year, is it like shockwaves like KD going to Brooklyn, or how big is the league over there?
Yeah, it's not that big. No, but you know, the NBA right now in America is so big. It's big in Italy. I mean, it's KD going to Brooklyn. There's shockwaves all across the globe. I mean, people were interested. It's not like it was like the biggest news story in Italy. No, but you know, basketball is becoming more popular. I think the NBA obviously really helps that, especially in Italy and in those foreign countries. So. There's a general interest to compare it. It's tough. It's not the NBA. I don't even think it's as big as, you know, high level college basketball. I think it's, you know, the level of interest is maybe like, you know, really good, you know, mid-major basketball as far as the fan interest, and you know, all the games are covered and in that. But you know, when you know Bart, he would love it over there, Bart, because everything is. It's soccer, you know. If you open up the national newspaper and it's 50 pages long, 47 of them are about soccer, and then there's one page about basketball, maybe one page about Formula Racing, and that's it. So that just tells you just how big soccer is, not only in Italy but in Europe.
We're not supposed to mention soccer on the show. People hate
it
so much.
Yeah, you know, believe me, I get that. I was just, you know, I was trying to. Throw you a bone there, Bart.
Well, I do appreciate that. Travis Diener joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good luck. Best of luck to you again on another season. Enjoy the soccer coverage, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks, Trev.
All right, thanks a lot.
Travis Diener joining us on the Great Midwest Bank.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!